Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing. Thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that we're up to. And don't forget, Denise Simon is with us from founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and sign up for her articles that she puts out. Okay, good morning again.
Hello.
The president, whoever it might happen to be, and the vice president, and the vice president went off to Atlanta yesterday, and they actually made an all-out insult to Americans, especially those in the African-American community, because they talked about race wars and they made it sound like we're back in the 1960s again and nothing's changed and this, that, and the other and all that crap and that nonsense. And Joe Biden threw it out again about, well, you know, I was arrested. I mean, my God. And then on top of everything else, and the reason I said the president, whoever it is, right off the bat, Joe Biden didn't say six words when he said, I want to thank President Harris, and I almost fell out of my chair when I heard it.
It's pathetic, and the whole thing that was crafted on the visit to Atlanta yesterday was pandering beyond, limits. And the entire audience, and we don't even know how big that was, were all the students from the two universities there, the black universities. So the whole thing was virtually pandering when Stacey Abrams says that there was a scheduling conflict.
Sure.
Well, let me say this.
Sure.
The president comes to town
right
in a state that she, feels like she owns mm-hmm. for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't undo some kind of schedule, if that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she wanted to be seen with him.
I agree.
Based on the fact that his poll numbers are tanking.
I agree. Totally agree. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was a made-up and contrived thing, and Biden tried to make it such that, she had a scheduling problem, and I heard a couple of other people.
You don't have a scheduling problem when the president comes to town.
Never, never. That is an insult to the president, not showing up when you're expected to be there. And that's what it was, an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I don't really care. They can insult Biden all they want, but it was obvious from where we were sitting.
Well, yeah, and even what he had to say, again, I don't know who wrote the speech, but even what he had to say, there were so many falsehoods in it, and accusations. And, you know, they were talking certainly about, you know, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act or whatever quasi names that these have.
Right.
They don't have the votes in the Senate. They're not there. So
no.
They're trying to sell something and trying to gain some kind of traction on this thing, but the votes are not there in the Senate side.
No, and by the way, let's call it the Freedom to Cheat Act. That's what they were pushing.
Precisely.
Yeah, because that's what this is going to do. This is, and the other thing is they really don't think the American people understand that the federal government just can't pass a law and take over state elections all across the country. It doesn't work that way when the Constitution specifically gave the opportunity, the rights, and the advantage to the states to set up their own election process.
I wish somebody would ask the question before you decide you want to pass these two bills, why don't you repeal the 10th Amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start there.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. You're right. But nobody's saying a word, and nobody's checked the constitutionality of it, or if they have, they're not saying anything to anybody.
I guarantee you that Harris, Biden, and the media have not even read the two pieces of legislation regarding voting and retooling it all and throwing in there some crazy stuff have been read by any of them.
By the way, $708 million in humanitarian aid has been given to Afghanistan since August. And, of course, the Taliban are running the show there. We've got people that are starving there. We're hearing all kinds of reports. And we're also hearing the humanitarian aid is not getting to the people that need it the most.
Of course not.
Well, of course not is right. But how are we going to see to it that happens? And we just gave them another $308 million.
We can't. Normally you can assign, like, an inspector general to, you know, track that kind of money. But, you know, we don't have any friendlies in Afghanistan anymore. That can, you know, work with the agencies, the non-government agencies to track where this money goes.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, and Jeff is going to take us to break. Here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's founderscode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, Geico has been saving people money for 85 years now. And they're currently the second largest auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, to find out where your local agent is, or you can actually get a quote right off that website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure all that for you. And if you really want to save money, you bundle your homeowners, your renter's insurance, or maybe you've got a condo, your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, and you'll save money. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and take it from there. And hopefully they'll be able to save you some money. All right, Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, it seems that Ted Cruz yesterday opened a big can of worms because I saw a lot of what he was talking about there with the FBI representative. And go ahead and fill us in.
Well, he had this woman, Sanborn. I don't know what her official role is. I think she was just some kind of a spokesperson. Certainly that's what was was crafted yesterday, but Cruz asked many questions about the FBI's involvement going into January 6th, during January 6th, and after January the 6th, and she refused to answer any of the questions, any of them. She just kept saying, I'm sorry, but I can't answer that. And he asked it several questions in several different ways, and she wasn't going to go there. Then he asked about Ray Epps. She wouldn't answer any of those either. So
right.
That was really quite telling. But not that we were going to get the answer, but it just puts the House January 6th committee on notice, because the House January 6th committee says that they have actually interviewed Ray Epps.
Yes.
Well, we don't know when, and we don't know what kind of an interview it was, so I'm not necessarily even trusting that one. But it also, it puts that committee on notice that whatever report that they come out with, it will be a incomplete and not cohesive, comprehensive report. It also puts the FBI on notice that those in the Senate, and I would also argue, the Republicans in the House, including those like Jim Banks and Jim Jordan, they know a lot more than the media is saying. And so it's like whatever they continue to craft and continue to try and sell about Trump and his staff and so forth involved in all things January the 6th, there's more to the story. It has also come out that at least two congressional staffers, one from the House and one from the Senate, actually reached out to the Department of Justice concerned about security at the Capitol before the January the 6th event.
Right.
And so I don't know how they necessarily knew all this, but the FBI or essentially the Department of Justice said, there were no credible threats before the air quote riot.
Mm-hmm.
No credible threats. Then who is to blame if there were no credible threats? Because since then, the FBI has gone all, I would say, one of the largest manhunts probably in the history of the Bureau,
mm-hmm.
looking for people that breached, as they like to say, the Capitol building. So there's a lot more to what is happening here and being reported for context purposes, and I think most of your listeners probably already know that, but there's still some very interesting things because you had people in the House and the Senate that were reaching out to the FBI / Department of Justice going, hey, what's the threat assessment? Well, there isn't any. There is no threat.
Okay, George is chiming in, and then we've got a caller, too. George is chiming in saying Ray Epps is in the witness protection program right now. I don't know if he is or not. I know he was cleared yesterday. I heard that.
Well, at one point he was on the FBI's
most wanted. Yes.
I don't know if it was the most wanted, but he was on the FBI website.
Yeah.
And then, interestingly enough, he was taken off of there.
Okay, so, let's go over to the phone. We've got, let's see. I think this is Eric. Let's see. Is that you, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, sir? I know I'm breaking regulations here by calling you.
I know.
Again,
Ten demerits and no weekend pass.
Roger that. 8-count bodybuilders begin. Hey, sir, and good morning, ma'am. Real quick, you guys are talking about the January 6th and Ray Epps and Ted Cruz and all this stuff. Denise, totally is following in regarding Epps. He was a person of interest in the beginning, and people were like, who is this man? We're looking to identify him. Well, people identified him, and then all of a sudden, suddenly, within 8 hours or so of being identified, he mysteriously disappears from the most need to know or person of interest list. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, the Attorney General came out yesterday or day before yesterday, forgive me, saying that they put together a special domestic terrorism task force.
Correct.
You know, purple leader, people leaders, and we're going to get these bad guys. Well, here's the thing. Last year, one of the first things, first 3 or 4 months, maybe 5 months, of the Biden administration, President Biden, issued an executive order saying that we're going to be looking at all these domestic terrorists and these groups and this, that, and the other, and yada, yada, and rattlesnakes, and this, you know, cats and dogs living together. Now, here's the thing. January 6th, the committee's going on, and how do we think that this is going to go? I mean, you don't have to, even a blind man can see what's going on, and I'm blind. So the situation is, in my opinion, they are, well, I forget the, I don't, I'm going to call it a parallel construction. I can't remember the exact terminology, but it's going to come out that there are all these people are domestic terrorists. See, the January 6th committee found out. Mm-hmm. President Trump's involved. Cats and dogs living together. This is a total setup, in my opinion. I'm sure that the powers that be, you know, are listening and this, that, and, you know, we're all on the list, so to speak, if you fly the American flag. That's my opinion. I think we're in dire straits, personally, regarding the political infrastructure. Anyway, thanks for letting me vent. Simplify. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Janice.
Well, it's in cadence with the voting rights bill, too. So this is a larger plan that they have. But, yeah, we now have a new domestic terror unit after the threats rising year for a whole year after January the 6th. Well, okay, so I would think one of the first things that they would put on there would be Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
How about a few of the gang operations that are going on in Chicago? I mean, the FBI's got a gang unit. You know, where are they?
Yeah.
I don't see the January 6th people, whoever attended, running around the rest of the country, you know, shooting people like we're seeing that is happening in New York or, you know, Philadelphia or
the big blue cities.
You know, they're not doing the smash and grabs.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, we're being trolled here, legally trolled by a government agency that I would argue now at this point we should continue to ask for Merrick Garland's resignation.
Yeah, and hopefully something will happen to that. Now, Project Veritas, we need to keep our eyes on that because I think there's more stuff that's going to be coming out on this Wuhan stuff. What do you think?
Well, what James O'Keefe and Project Veritas released 2 days ago was not something that we didn't already know. With, you know, the government agencies under Fauci were funding this lab. But what they did produce were documents. So now we have tangible evidence.
Okay. I will talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You
USA Radio News.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona appears to be the person behind the letter sent from the National School Boards Association that compared concerned conservative parents to domestic terrorists. The emails obtained by Parents Defending Education through a FOIA request show that Cardona was a critical part of the process, which bounced the letter to President Joe Biden last fall, then on to Attorney General Merrick Garland, who issued a memo to the FBI. Senator Ted Cruz grilled a top FBI official Tuesday on whether Bureau informants were at the January 6th Capitol attack.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Cruz also zeroed in on the role played by Marine veteran Ray Epps. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have 2 locations where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. We'll tell you more about that after they tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses where they will teach you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, Florida. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston, Massachusetts. Now, in either case, you should call them up I'll give you the number here in a second. You should call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. The number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, you'll get the opportunity to talk to some students, to talk to some of the instructors, and to talk to the money people to find out how, if you're a veteran, your veteran's benefits will be applied. Maybe you don't have all of your veteran's benefits because you're pre-9/11 and you've used some of them. Whatever the case may be, they'll let you know where you stand. And, of course, post-9/11, more than likely you probably have your benefits. But if you don't, again, they will work with you, and they'll show you how it works, and they'll show you how the student loan process works. So there you go. But the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And remember, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour, and you'll be glad you did. Now, Russia has begun positioning helicopters, a possible sign that they're planning for an attack against the Ukraine, continuing to move forward. Now, the step, which could be an indication of some confrontation coming, comes as a number of Russian troops at the border have remained steady in recent weeks, despite the U.S. expectations of a surge, and then they were going to move some back. Well, they haven't done that. They've repositioned them, but they haven't moved any anywhere. Now, that being said, we'll have to wait. We'll have to watch. We'll have to see what happens. Now, yet another soldier, Army soldier, assigned to Alaska, has died in his Fairbanks home. And the top enlisted soldier for the Army in Alaska, the command sergeant major, took to Instagram after the death was announced to ask his troops, "How can we help?" Trying to find out what's going on. Now, I told you the Texas National Guard has had a rash of suicides lately from troops that are down along the border. And it's a shame that this is going on. It's a real, darned, disgusting shame. Because I realize when you get called up, you're in the National Guard. Maybe you've left a job that's paying you $20 or $25 an hour to take a job that might pay you the minimum wage in the long run. That's a bad example, but you get my drift. And if you weren't in financial trouble to begin with, you are when you get called up, regardless of where you go. So the command sergeant major is trying to figure out what's going on, and we'll let you know more when he finds out. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has tested negative after experiencing mild symptoms during a bout with the COVID-19 virus over the weekend. Austin returned to the Pentagon on Monday the 10th after completing an at-home quarantine during which he continued to work remotely. And he's back on the job now. Now, Denise and I talked about this aid going to Afghanistan as the crisis there is getting worse since the military, our military, left. People are starving. They got no food. They got no money. They may or may not have a roof over their heads. Hard to say. And the Taliban has gone back to Sharia law, which is not a good thing. They also are deciding who gets what, including when it comes to this humanitarian aid. Now, we have given, the United States has given them $708 million worth of humanitarian aid since August of 2021. Since August. And we don't have any idea if this stuff has actually made it to the people or not. We're being told through the grapevine that it hasn't. But we're also being told that the Taliban won't let anybody in to monitor where this aid is going. So now what? Well, we're at the mercy of the bad guys. We're at the mercy of the bad guys. And unfortunately, we don't have anywhere to go because we have no friendlies over there. And you heard Denise say that. We have no friendlies over there that can step in and observe and report back to us. Now, Eric is chiming in here. He said, I read an article in the past 10 days or so that said more U.S. troops died of suicide in June and July 2021 than have died in the past 2 years in COVID, from COVID-19. You're right. You're absolutely right, Eric. And it's a shame that this is going on. Maybe they can get it under control. I certainly hope so. And, you know, if you're in the military and you're struggling and you're listening to me right now, there is help. There is help for you. If for no other reason, and you don't need to be embarrassed either, because there's other people that have been in the same boat. If for no other reason, go to your company commander or go to your religious counselor or compadre or padre or whatever it is they're calling you, the chaplain, and they'll help you. If nobody else will, they will. Because we can, you can do this without having to resort to the alternative that nobody wants to see. All right. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We've got quite a bit of financial stuff to talk about here tonight, so don't go anywhere, and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
Hello, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This part of the program brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, and of course, we will be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. But if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, as well as church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U,
www.acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is here with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Now, you said during the break that you saw Fauci and Rand Paul go at it.
Yeah, I mean, I started watching it, and then, it, you know, I'm watching the arguing back and forth, and I knew that Fauci wasn't going to answer his questions and was going to start, you know, pulling the usual crap. And then he, you know, he played the woe is me, somebody is, you know, somebody, people are threatening me type of nonsense, and brought up that person that was heading to D.C. Come on, man, that's kind of par for the course for elected officials, stuff you deal with all the time, and, you know, it's probably happened to you as well as it's happened to me being a radio show host. So, you know what? Stop your whining for crying out loud. You know, oh, whoa, everybody should feel bad for me. Crap. But the debate didn't go anywhere. I think that the real news yesterday wasn't that. The real news yesterday, quite frankly, was, you know, some of the documents that came out. And
oh, yeah.
The fact that they covered up the whole lab leak theory from the beginning. And again, you know, it's funny, you know, you can use a little bit of logic. Use a little bit of logic and reason, be so much Socratic in your thinking, and you can just discover just what types of liars these people really are and the crap that they've been pulling on us for a long period of time.
Well, you're right. And, you're right. And that information you're talking about came out from Project Veritas, and, of course, it was shared, and a number of news agencies ran with it, not the Alphabet Soup Networks, but Fox and One America News Now, and Newsmax, and Red State, and Salem, they all ran with it. As a matter of fact, I've talked about it a couple different times this morning, and I'll be talking about it in detail in the next hour. But the thing of it is you and I knew this months ago, and we talked about it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it was obvious from the get-go. I mean, you don't have to be a virologist, you don't have to be an expert to pick up a book and start reading and doing a little bit of investigation on your own to see when these people are lying right to your face. And unfortunately, journalists didn't do that. They just bowed down and listened to everything that these people had to say. You know, the old I'm a big believer of the old Ronald Reagan. Well, I don't even trust. I verify. That's what I do. I mean, I don't take any of these politicians at their word. I verify they say something and my bull excrement meter starts going off. I'm checking to see what they're saying. And, you know, everything that we've done from the beginning has been a disaster, this pandemic. And you know, people, that's partially Donald Trump's fault too. He put these people, in charge. He's the one that hired Burks. He's the one that hired Fauci. The people around him didn't want to get rid of them or go against them because of politics. And we headed down this wrong direction. We had 15 days to stop the curve, which ended up turning into years where we're still dealing with this stuff in many areas of the country. Now, I know it's not the case down in places like Florida, but
no.
You know, the fact that my kids have to wear these useless masks at school is patently absurd. They've already proven that they don't work. These cloth masks don't work. And we knew that.
You're right.
Just by doing masks in the beginning. But again, we forced everybody to wear them.
Now, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell acknowledged yesterday that the Federal Reserve was wrong from the beginning about the pandemic and its economic efforts last year. The Fed's mantra for nearly 2 years has been that the path of the economy would depend on the course of the virus, yet the economic growth was far more robust than the federal officials thought, even as the vaccinations were far less effective at lowering infections than predicted to begin with.
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time the Fed was right about anything since Paul Volcker?
I can't. Well, Paul Volcker is a different story. He was an honest man.
I mean, they haven't been right on anything. Yeah, again, there's another, you know, reason. We continue to interview these people. We continue to listen to these people, and they're never right. Mm-hmm. I mean, how dumb can we be as a society? We're going to continue to look to these economic experts that can't figure this crap out on their own. You know, I laugh at this stuff all the time. I said, you know, there's no inflation, there's inflation. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? There's plenty of it out there. And again, like I said, it's our fault because we continue to listen to them.
Who is Ray Dalio?
He's a money manager.
Is he the one that runs the Bridgewater Associates?
Ray Dalio's, is he Bridgewater? I think he was originally founder of Bridgewater.
Okay, because he's all over China talking about how great they are and China's growth and how people can make money and there's common prosperity and this, that, and the other. I'm thinking to myself, who's he working for?
Well, you know, again, his point, and he's trying to hedge to some degree, is, you know, they're talking about moral equivalency. And, you know, this, we all know, you know, some of the nonsense that China has been up to, and he's trying to figure out what the best way is to go about, you know, trying to get China to come over and do things our way. And again, that's kind of the position that he's had, you know, trying to get them to be prosperous, and then hopefully if they become more and more prosperous, then they won't be doing the same things they were doing before. So that's his basic theory when it comes to it.
By the way, did you hear who was out in California yesterday touting how great things were and being complimented for the man who saved Christmas? Did you hear who was out there?
In California?
Yeah.
Oh, was it Hillary?
No, it was Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, geez, I didn't get
it. He was out there, and the L.A. mayor called him the man who saved Christmas. Really?
Yeah, I mean, my wife goes to the grocery store. She can't find things.
Chris, I just got one of my Christmas presents yesterday, or I'm sorry, the day before yesterday, that was supposed to be here the Christmas week. I just got one of them.
Listen, I'm sorry. You can go to a grocery store and you can see for yourself, you know, that there's serious supply chain issues. We talked about this yesterday on the program. It said we were looking more and more like a third world country.
That's right. That's right. And, you know more about transportation than Buttigieg does.
What if he even drives?
Don't know. If so, it's probably an electric car.
I don't know. It was a political appointee like most of the people. You've got him, transportation. You've got Rhea Muto there. What's her name? From Rhode Island, in commerce. I mean,
yeah, Raimundo or whatever her name is.
Yeah, Raimundo. I mean, these people have no business in these positions that they're in. Yeah, they're just a political appointees. It's not a real cabinet, but that's, you know, unfortunate. That's where our country's run today.
Now, the Internal Revenue Service warned that taxpayers will probably get encounter delays during this tax season in trying to get their returns processed and, their refunds coming back and all that sort of stuff. What are you hearing?
It's faster if you do it electronically, without a doubt. It's going to be much quicker. Refund, I don't even know what a refund is, that's for sure. But, they're behind schedule in everything that they do. I've been dealing with issues, actually with my mother-in-law, with paperwork that was lost and all this stuff. It's a mess.
Well, here comes the music, and we will talk tomorrow. And then you're headed this way because it's going to be a lot warmer down here than what it's going to be up there, right?
That's for sure. Looking forward to it.
All right. You take care, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is a website. Go over there, check it out, check him out, find out all the great things that he is up to, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.